Here it is, men. It's Downbeat. Yes, men, it's Downbeat, the show that brings you America's greatest orchestras and their leaders. Today we have on the old bandstand one of the really fine bands of the land, headed by the man who made Tchaikovsky famous, Freddie Martin. Here he is now, Freddie Martin in person.
Hiya, fellas. And say, I want to take exception to that statement of yours, Harfield. Tchaikovsky was a very famous man before I was even born.
Yeah, but you can't deny that you made him famous as a composer of popular songs.
Well, we did take some of his classical compositions and those of a few other long-hair songwriters and worked them up into a modern treatment that the public seemed to like.
That's putting it mildly. But right now, Freddie, suppose we have a little music from the pen of one of our crew-cut composers, something like Lilybell?
Then Lilybell it is.
Freddie, and I know the guys listening in liked it.
Well, I sure hope they did.
And now we want to know something about you personally, how you worked up to where you are now in the orchestra world.
Well, I started out leading my first band in a small hotel in, of all places, Brooklyn. Now I'm playing at the Coconut Grove of the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. I guess that takes care of what you wanted to know.
Well, that's the first jet propulsion interview we've had on this show. No, Freddie, I'm afraid that was a bit too fast. We want a few more details.
Well, they'll have to wait until after this next number, then, which is a very beautiful selection entitled Poinciana.
Now for a few questions. I want to go back before that period of your first engagement as an orchestra leader. Where was your home when you were a boy?
Springfield, Ohio, at the Knights of Pythias Orphanage Home.
You mean you were an orphan, Freddie?
That's right. And one of the biggest kicks I ever got in my life is when I went back there to my home with my band and played a concert for them.
Oh, gee, that must have been a real inspiration for them.
Well, I hope it was, and at any rate, they seemed to enjoy the whole show.
I'll bet they did, and right now we'd enjoy hearing another number by the Freddie Martin Orchestra. How about it?
Well, here's a little novelty entitled, There Must Be Someone for Me.
The orphanage, did you go right into the music world?
No, I didn't. I took a job in a grocery store. There was still a matter of extra schooling I needed, so I took my stand with the turnips and carrots and corn.
And those turnips and carrots and corn make such beautiful music together.
Well, I'm afraid they didn't do too much to inspire my musical career. But after that, I took a job selling musical instruments. I sold myself, too. After beating the pavement all day with a saxophone tucked under my arm, I'd go home at night and tootle away in my room. Objections from the other roomers notwithstanding.
Well, how did you break into the business as a musician?
Well, when Guy and Carmen Lombardo came to Cleveland, I went around to try to peddle them some of my instruments. While I was waiting, I decided to kill time by puffing out a little tune on my sax, or rather the music store sax.
Well, what happened then?
Well, the boys heard me, and they rather liked the way I played, and so I told them that I had a little band in high school. And it so happened that at the time, they were looking for a band to take their place for a period of 3 days while they went up to play college prom at the University of Michigan. I auditioned for them. They liked the band, hired me for 3 days, and that got us started and gave me a lot of encouragement,
oh,
too.
Oh, gee, that's a real success story, Freddie. Now how about playing one of your all-time popular arrangements? You know, the famous one of the Wasso Concerto. Really great. Well, men, that wraps it up for today. We've had as our guest on Downbeat for this session, Freddie Martin and his famous orchestra.
Well, I enjoyed the session tremendously and hope that you fellas liked our music.
Speaking for all the guys listening in, we did. And hope you'll return again soon.
That we will. So long, everybody.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.